Hey Tammy, how's it going?
I am wearing myself out, walking back and forth through my house, trying to show my husband pictures.
Getting that new hip put to work, huh?
Well, he wears me out. I mean, I've been all over Eden, North Carolina for one day.
Right.
Over a bunch of bull crap. See, I hate it when people do that shit. Advertise stuff like that, and then get down there. Oh, God.
I know. That's terrible.
Okay, now. Without, he likes the one on Gaston Lake, the last one. The one at Gigi with the little duck on the sign. Gigi's the, you know what I'm talking about. Got the two lots. He likes that one.
Lumber Trail, Gracie, Virginia.
Yeah, the last one you sent me.
Okay, yep, I got it.
Okay. Now, we got another one that just popped up. It's in Collinsville, believe it or not, and he likes it, and he won't, and that shocked me.
What's the address
It
for that?
30 Burroughs White. I think it's 30 Burroughs White Street, Collinsville. It's on Zillow. As soon as you open it up, it pops right there in front of you. It's the new one.
30 Burroughs White. I see. Oh, cute.
We like, I love the deck and the fact that the yard is fenced in for my babies.
Well,
And it,
I mean, I'm just
and
gonna say that one's gonna be too far above budget.
well, that's what I figured if we couldn't get it to come down some.
Yeah. That one's gonna be quite high, and if it's a brand new listing, when was it put? Yeah, that one's a little too difficult to negotiate since it's so new. And that one's got a lot of neighbors nearby.
Well, we know that too, but he likes the fenced-in yard, and it's kind of makes it more private. And he likes the house inside the way it's made.
Yeah.
So.
Did you guys look at that one that was over in what was it? Paris?
Harrisburg.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice and all, but it ain't got no air. It ain't got no heat.
Oh, does it not? I did not see that.
Yeah, I read into it. No air, no heat. Wintertime coming on, and Harrisburg gets snow, honey. Up
Yeah, I did
that
not
way,
realize that.
they actually get snow compared to
Wow.
what we do down. We don't get much at all down here anymore, but they do up there. Giles County catches it. And I'm not gonna be stuck up on that hill with no heat.
Absolutely not.
Now it's beautiful inside. I think it's no heat. I said, exactly. I don't know. He said the furnace must have done gone out in it. I said, probably. And they didn't replace it. That's why it's got no heat. So, I'm still looking, trust me. But there's another one on Taylor Road in Collinsville. They just dropped the price down to 68,000, but they ain't got but one picture. I want to see what I'm looking at. It's up on a hill. It's got a house with a garage, and they claim it's got a nice flat backyard and all this. I mean, all it wants to show is the front. It don't want to show you the inside of the house. It don't want to show you the backyard. I want to know what I'm getting into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what was that?
Taylor Road or something like that in Collinsville.
Taylor Road, Collinsville.
It was 86,000. They just dropped it to 68. Because it tells you that on Zillow, it dropped. They cut the price down to 68.
Okay.
See, I look at about three different sites, realtor sites all the time. And then they email me constantly because of where I'm looking at them all the time. Every time something goes on, I hear about it. They send it to me.
Well, that's good. I'm not seeing that.
Huh?
I'm not seeing that one.
It's there. Hold on a minute. See if I can find something without losing you. I'm terrible with phones.
Oh, you know
I said
what?
I'm terrible with phones. I have a hard time trying to.
Did maybe Daniels Creek Road?
No, it's Taylor Road,
Okay.
to my knowledge.
I see another one out there for 69 about that.
On Daniels Creek.
It's a little more secluded. But it doesn't have any pictures.
Yeah, I see. None of them. Yeah. These people are suspect so bad. They need to show things. Now, question I got about that place down there at the lake, Gaston. How much is that going to run a year to live in that community?
Yeah, I don't think I saw online it saying.
Because normally they require a membership thing. That's what I'm curious about, how much money they want a year for that situation, that place. And all the stuff that's involved in it. I can imagine it's pretty high.
Well, we can always call and ask.
Because I told him, I said, we're going to be in for a big ass road trip, comes down to that. And he, he said, yeah, I know. Well, he wanted me to check into other things closer by first before we jumped into that. Trying to get back into my Gmail. Without losing you. I'm bad for mess losing people.
That's
Let's see.
okay. You know how to get me
Okay,
back in touch with me.
203 Taylor Road, Collinsville. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Did you find it?
So I have looked at this one before, and I think that I did find on one site that it's like in the middle of renovations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it had pictures before, 'cause I've seen this house and it was undergoing renovations. But I mean, maybe they, cleaned up some of the stuff and that's why they took those off. I see a property for 71,000 over there too. Oh, it's a foreclosure.
And where's the address on that one?
4831 Kings Mountain Road. But it's actually, now that I'm looking at it, it's really big. It's 1,700 square feet. Let's see.
And I got one here on 206 Spring Drive, Collinsville. It's made funny, and what I've read about it. Come up, you stupid phone.
That brick is real pretty.
Let me get my phone to cooperate. All right, let's see here. To the bottom. Okay. The garage and rear needs a lot of work. Basement has a great space and can be renovated to make a possible duplex. So it's got a lot going on down there. I haven't shown this one to him. He's outside working, putting brakes on my car. The time I got home, we gotta get the brakes on the car, I suggest you. So I didn't make it to my daughter's. Not today, anyway.
Yeah. Well, you've been busy today.
Got therapy tomorrow, so I just have to wait until after I get out of therapy. Then I'll go. I don't know. I done told him I about to pull my hair out these days. I ain't got so tired of looking. I'm determined to find something. It's just, shoot. Working me to death
Well,
hearing it.
I mean, we're so close. No point in giving
I
up now.
know. That's what I told him. And I'm just, shoot. Mind-boggling.
Tammy, I did mention earlier needing to get us back into an agreement. Can I send that over to you now?
Yeah.
And
Where exactly is the company that you, the name of the people you're dealing with? I don't even know that.
our company is named CVA Homes, but people know us as Forest Buys Houses.
As what?
Forest Buys Houses.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the funny little cartoon racing into houses.
Never seen it.
Yeah, Forrest is the owner. He's a really good guy. He's had the company for 7 years now, and it started with him and his dad, and his dad passed away. But he's a nice guy. I like working for him.
Well,
And
that
so then,
1093 Sunset Drive in Bassett, I feel like if we was to look at it, I don't know. He might would like that, and we could probably get it cheaper because it's been online so long.
which one is that one that you just said?
1093 Sunset Drive, Bassett.
Oh, okay.
It's been
Yeah, I've
on
seen this one.
here, and it has been on there for a while.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I can get in touch with them and see if looks like her name is Brittany Freeland. I can try getting in touch with her and see if we can schedule a showing.
Okay, we do. It's gonna have to be on Thursday.
After
Because,
your therapy.
yeah, I got therapy Wednesday. Then I gotta go to my daughter's afterwards. So Thursday would be the best day.
Okay.
I don't have nothing going on that day.
Okay, so anytime on Thursday, how long does it take you to get there?
From here, gets a bass. It depends on. I gotta look it up and see exactly where it's at. Cause I was having bass all day yesterday, and I never run across this road itself. I mean, oh Lord have mercy. I was all over the other side of it with where my sister-in-law lives, and man, let's see, let me pull it up. Sunset.
Jimmy, is your husband's name on the house as well, or is it just you?
Just me. Just lives on me. I don't put his name on nothing.
Good for you, girl.
The next one I buy, I'm putting my grandson's name on it too.
No. So Tammy, I'm just because we haven't found a house yet, I'm not changing the price, but when we do find a property, we will make an addendum to this and ensure that we get the amount that you need and one that we agree on, okay?
Okay. I'm trying to figure out the quickest way to get to over there from my house. About half the guy don't feel like going all the way up the damn mountain unless I have to. It is in the middle. Oh, what end is it on? I went through enough of this just today. Oh, God, like that'd be nuts. Okay, Bassett Heights, road extension. Then you can hit there and come across. Oh, you can go up 57. Here's Camel Court. That's a school. Ain't that far? The school Sunset ain't, because I kind of just shoot across that way. When the back road cross and go that way. I'm talking to myself.
It's okay. I'm just getting all this information that we
It wouldn't take me long to get over there. Probably, boobity, give me about a half an hour. Because I would run backwards. Because I'm on the other side of town. And the quickest way to get to Bassett from over here is run backwards.
Gotcha.
Hi there, Winston. What are you doing? Oh,
Well,
I
that is
don't
a
want
nice
to.
property. It's got a very beautiful, beautiful view.
Think of my baby. Thank
But,
you.
Tammy, I did just send you an email of the contract. If you want to open it up and kind of look it over, and if you want me to go through it with you, I can as well.
Okay, hold on, honey. I gotta get back to that section again. Oh, like I told you, I don't move that fast. Okay, Forrest McGee.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty.
So
But you gonna help me review this? Oh, my little dog ran up on my dad on my shoulder. He's gonna help me. Alrighty. Thank you for taking time to meet with me, and it's a big decision. I'm gonna ensure the best outcome possible. That you find the purchase agreement. Okay. Continue. The mobile-friendly experience. This document has been formatted to fit your screen. Okay. All right. Screen reader it. Little on me and the buyer for his buyers. Together refer to the parties about mobile house. Okay, closing term shall occur on October 13th.
I just
Try
wanted to give you enough time to find a
to
house.
figure out what we're doing. Wait now.
But it's just
Ahead,
so
be
we can
fine.
close before then too, if we get things situated.
That's fine. And we'll work on the price too if I end up having to pay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Buyer to pay all closing costs other than the seller's responsibility. But now we got to go over something. You do know I still have not paid no taxes on this house.
Okay. How
Now I
much is
knew that.
owed in the taxes?
I just owe this year's. I
Okay.
had they had well last year's whatever. They haven't sent this year's out yet. Oh, it's 1 year, and that was because of where I got down like I did, and I was in very bad shape, and I couldn't do anything about trying to do anything. I mean, I was. You already know. Between me, so
Do you know how much the taxes were when you paid them?
it was like $600 for
600?
all of it.
Okay.
It's five something another, so it's right around $600.
Okay.
So it's not a lot for this place up here. It's compared to what I had endured and I lived in Roanoke, this cheap.
Yeah.
That's why I like staying in here. Taxes aren't that high up here either. Okay, so I got to draw my pretty little signature. This is going to be fun. Each time I do this on one of these stupid things, it's pitiful looking. Oh, well, ain't that pretty? All right. If you can think that out, that'd be me.
Perfect.
Okay,
I'm
now we
just
got
checking
hit
to
next.
make sure that I got back here.
This is all right, now hit finish.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, gone. Received request to sign, you sign, sender, and then notification completed. Save already.
Wonderful. All right, so now we're all squared away. All we got to do is find a house, find out what that price is going to be, and then we'll get everything updated and situated.
Yeah, but here we go again.
Here we go
But
again.
that's why I feel here we go again. Worrying about me crazy. I told my husband, I said, I'm determined. I'm going to move. I said, deal with it. And I was looking at the over down there. I said, but honey, you said whatever makes me happy. He looked at me like, oh my God, what have I done there?
Well, I have no doubt that once we get done with this, it's going to be great.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to tell you, this is the more I try to find something, the more it seems like every time I get close, it backfires and bites me in the butt. Something, you get excited about something, you think, all right, this is going to be the one. And you go and you look at it and it just, oh man, it makes you so mad. I wish they would kind of drop that price on that. That one over on Burrow White Street, I like that. That is really cute. I love that deck. It might be, and he was actually sadly happy with being there. I mean, that's what shocked me. I mean,
Right.
and I'm like, okay. Let me see your head and see if you run a fever on me. And we talked about moving down out to the lake. He said, hell, I've had several things like that. We'll lock it up and put it in a building. And I'm like, okay.
So I guess my next job here is to call to get you guys to view Gigi's trailer, or like the Gigi's lumber trail. And then also I'm gonna call for the one in Bassett and see if we can't get something showing on Thursday.
Yeah, and then after we look at that, then we'll decide on that other. We was looking at that, but man, just by pictures. Not that one, it's another one I'm looking at right now. I'm going crazy. I'm all over the place today. There's no
Well,
more futures in this before. What happened?
I'm bummed that that property in Harrisburg didn't work out. Where did you see that it didn't have any heat?
Read it. It tells you. Push more and just read it all the way down and read into it. And it tells you no heat, no air.
Oh, heating none, cooling none. I see. Cute.
I can't deal with not having no heat.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, Tammy.
Especially up there, because I know all about Giles County, because that's where my granny grew up. That's where she was from, and all of my granny's side of the family come out of Giles County. And we used to have, I don't know if my cousin's still living or not, well, my granny's cousin, she's on up there. I don't know if she still lives up there or not. They used to have a house down in the hollow. And had a creek run behind it. And you still and she had just got her a bathroom put in the house when we come down there the last time. And I was a kid back then. Before that you had to use outhouse. She used to
Yeah.
have a great big old parrot that would sit up on the power line and would talk to you when you come in through the when you pulled up. It was a trip. It blew my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, dang on, what a big old bird. He's talking to me. Crazy honey, it's supposed to, it's a parrot. That's okay.
So, Tammy, other than the heating and air, did you guys like it?
Yeah, he seemed to like it up there, but I don't know.
I'm gonna call and make sure that that's correct.
Okay. I think I don't know Zillow site. No, it's not Zillow. It's another one I'm snooping on. I got so many sites I can't keep up. Yeah, this is the other one. What it got me is some of this stuff was on this site, but it wasn't on some of the other sites. Because if I'd have known about this one here that was on Evergreen at the time, I'd have gone and jumped all over it because that ain't far from me now. And it's a trailer they got up there for on a little over an acre and a half of land for $50,000. And I know they just that's a new trailer. They just put it up there not long ago.
Wow,
Yeah.
bummer.
I didn't know they was gonna. I thought somebody had bought everything up there the way it looked. And it wasn't on none of the other sites I was looking at. And all of a sudden it pops up, and I call and check on it, and it's already in process being bought. I said, okay, thank you. Anyway.
Man, oh man.
That's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
It is
I
cookie
mean, it's
crumbler.
always, you might want to just call them back and make sure they close. It's always worth it if you like it that much. But, all right, Tammy, I'm going to wrap up my day here and go get me some dinner.
That sounds good. I gotta go in here and deal with my mess in my kitchen because I didn't get to clean up nothing before we took off. Oh, I slept some today. I just was wore out after going to therapy yesterday. He really worked me out yesterday, boy.
Oof.
And
Well,
then
every
we
day getting a
do.
little stronger.
Yeah, he wore me out. Then me and him went out there to his sister's and took off and been all over the dang place. Oh, my son, I've been over half of Patrick County. I guess I'm Henry and Patrick County because the way they combine together up here. Well, you go up one road and across the street is Patrick County. On the other side of the road is Henry County. That's just the way the roads run up here. It's crazy, but I know I lived on county line, and that's why they called it that. My house was in Henry County. My mailbox was in Patrick County, so my daughter went to Patrick County schools.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is crazy.
That's the way it is up here in the country. These people bonkers. Frankie told me that shit. Another thing, I said, because we went to Bassett. Post office was trying to figure out how to change our address. They said, we don't have that address. And I said, yeah. Frankie goes, and he said, it's Patrick. He said, it don't make sense. I said, yeah, it does. Let's go to Patrick Springs. And
Wow.
that's what he does.
Wow.
I said, okay. Because I was trying to figure out which direction to enroll my daughter in school.
Wow.
So she had to go to Patrick County Schools.
That's so interesting. But
Yeah, well, it was crazy, but that's the way it was.
yeah. All right, Tammy. I'm gonna catch you later, all right?
All right, call me, let me know a time and all that for the Bassett.
I sure will.
And then you call us and check on it, try to set something up for Gigi's, try to find out about the money.
Okay.
Because I need to know something about that situation so I know if I can afford that every year.
All
Because
righty.
it's no more than what I got coming in a month on my disability. I got to look at that situation too.
Okay, we'll get it figured out.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye.